This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some doctors say we're approaching the point where COVID-19 can be considered endemic, when a predictable number of people will become infected each year. But Dr. Diane Janowitz, who specializes in infectious disease at St. Mary's Medical Center in Grand Junction, says we're not there yet.
We're still seeing large numbers of people who are infected on a daily basis, and we're not sure how this disease is going to play out over the next several months, particularly approaching the fall, where we expect numbers to increase as we've seen in the past 3 years.
About 140 people with COVID-19 are reported to be hospitalized in Colorado right now. Warmer weather tells Colorado's bears that it's time to wake up. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on the end of winter hibernation.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's already recorded 173 reports of bear-human interaction this spring in mountain communities. Rangers recently shared a video online of a black bear opening a truck door with its paws. It then sniffs around and steals a backpack. Wildlife officials say now's the time to bear-proof your home. Residents of mountain communities should keep garbage in a secured location and don't hang bird feeders outside. Campers and hikers visiting the mountains should secure food and coolers in a locked vehicle or container. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper took the Senate floor Wednesday to call for Space Command headquarters to stay in Colorado Springs. Hickenlooper says the command is expected to reach full operational capability later this year, and moving would affect that timetable.
It would take years, years, to replicate the milestone of full operational capability. And every single member of this body knows that we simply don't have that luxury.
Recent reports indicate a final decision could be shaped by other factors like abortion policy or an Alabama senator's decision to hold up military promotions. Hickenlooper says the decision should be based on national security considerations. This is CPR News.